First, some good news. Veteran homelessness decreased by 32% from 2014 to 2015.
There are literally hundreds of new opportunities for housing for veterans. And when you target your resources and you target outreach efforts to find those veterans in a very deliberate way, you get good results.
Cindy Crane is president and CEO of Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance. She says January's count reveals bad news for those who identify as chronically homeless. That group increased 26% in the last year.
We were having great success in developing new permanent supportive housing, and now those numbers have started to lag. We've started to kind of plateau on the development of new permanent supportive housing.
One of the problems is Dallas and Collin counties are booming, which means it isn't exactly a renter's market, especially if you don't make much money or have bad credit.
Every paycheck to paycheck, you could fall out of housing immediately, and then when you finally get back on your feet, there won't be an affordable housing unit to move into.
Creating more housing is one of the priorities for Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance this summer. Crane says she also wants to hire more case managers and better train those already working in shelters to understand all the housing opportunities available in our area. Another interesting trend? There's been a 26% decrease in the number of homeless families, but there's been no drop in the number of homeless adults who report having children.
So what's happening is these families are splitting up at the front door of homelessness, the children going to live with a family member or a friend, and then one of the parents having to go into an emergency shelter.
Which means Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance has another important question to address in the months ahead: how to keep families together. Courtney Collins, KERA News.